Atlanta, Texas. Welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention. We're coming live from Fort Worth Convention Center. And I tell you what, I just met this wonderful couple right here, David and Shirley Klein. And as I've just been able to talk briefly, I can't wait for you to eavesdrop on the rest of our conversation. So if you are ready to meet some of the best people, and I know that because, you know, they invited them to come here, and they're on this podcast. So just why don't you grab a cup of coffee there where you are, and we're going to have a conversation, David and Shirley. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
It's a blessing to be here. Thank you for the privilege.
Now, I understand you've been married for more than 52 years.
That's correct. All good.
Yeah, all good. How many children do you have?
We have 9 children.
And 17 grandchildren.
Wow. Now, I don't know a whole lot about you, so I'm going to give the official introduction that you are the founders of Cornerstone Curriculum, and you are very much advocates for Christian.
Sorry.
It's okay. Good?
Let me. Okay, try. Do we have audio?
Do we have audio? This is live. Yeah, we do. Hey, John, there in the Philippines. Thanks for helping us out here. We're connecting the Philippines with Texas and with wherever you are. So Cornerstone Curriculum is your ministry. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about that or anything else?
Sure. We started it really as the result of ministering at the University of South Dakota, where students were being challenged in the Christian faith. And I said to Shirley, let's go back, Ricky's degree was in geology. I said, let's go back and get a degree in curriculum design so I can learn to write and create curriculum that will prepare the next generation to give a rational defense for the hope they have in Jesus Christ. I was already in 1984. And it's been such a blessing.
Many, many young children.
That's wonderful. I know that you've got so many stories to tell about the impact that you've made. Shirley, give us your perspective on what God's been doing.
Well, it's been such a journey, because we started out. On there, and was that what we really wanted for our family and for our children? Most of all, we wanted and so that was a part of it because, you know, he really
parents to teach their children.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems so obvious to us now, but at that
time, it was like a step of faith to try something that hadn't been done
incredible. We're continuing to talk here. I get distracted. I'm probably like one of those children that you taught long ago that you'd say, hey, back here with me.
That's right, come sit down.
Come sit down now, Lori. Come on.
Yeah.
Wow. So how do you go to a lot of conventions to share your curriculum? Is that how it works?
We do. We started in 1984, as I said, and we would go to 10 or 50, 20 conventions a year. But now we go to about six or eight conventions and across the United States. And so we have to us earlier today, and she's from Louisiana, and said how that our program, Worldviews of the Western World, not just gave him information, but changed his heart. And now he's an attorney. And so it's, you know, it's those kinds of stories. It's like we're seeing the results of what God is doing in and through our work, but mostly in the lives of the students that used our materials.
Well, I know that we have a lot of homeschooling parents out there, especially moms. And maybe they're a little discouraged, or they don't know what the next step is, or they don't know if they should continue. You know all the questions that they have. What kind of advice, not only from the experience you've had, but from your educators, what would you tell them if they were standing here with us?
Well, one thing is to really ask the Lord to help them know their child, to know personally what are his gifts, his strengths, his loves. Because God, we feel, has placed in the heart of each individual a call on his life. Well, we don't know the call when they're young, but we do begin to see the beauty of how he's made them and what they love. And so in our family, we have one son that always loved how things worked. And he would always go to the library and get the volumes on how things work. He became an aeronautical engineer and a pilot in the Air Force.
You did something right there, didn't you?
And we have a daughter who loved animals and loved horses and always wanted a horse. We live in a little city lot, so we didn't have horses. But she just so pursued that, eventually was able to take riding lessons and then went to England and became a British Horse Society instructor. And today she's a riding instructor here in Dallas. I'll show you. And the beauty of homeschooling is that we can now tailor make, you know, an education that fits each child's needs. You know, not only their educational needs, their emotional needs, their spiritual needs, everything. And so that they really become such whole people.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I would. I want to really encourage families to realize that there's a divine partnership that God has with us as we raise our children. You know, we might feel like we're all alone, but God supplies, and he's the source. He's the source of our children, and then he supplies us with everything that we need to impart to them that which is important to them. You know, and like Shirley said, it's individualized. You know, you can go as fast or as slow as you need to go. One of our first son, he didn't read until he was almost 12. I mean, it's like panic. But we became friends with Dr. Raymond Moore, who was really the founder of homeschooling in the United States. And he kept encouraging us, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And the first set of books he read were the Toplane series, and then I think Kidnapped and Treasure Island. But he was like a non-reader, and then all of a sudden he was a sophisticated reader. Today he's an attorney, you know. And so if he would have been in school, he can't imagine what his life would be. We can, because we've seen what happens to children that can't read until they're 10, 11, or 12 years old. But Shirley was patient with him. She read a lot to him. He's really a brilliant guy. When he went to law school, he never took notes because he could remember everything he heard. So he had a gift that we don't have, you know. And so, you know, again, it's finding the really the bent that God has placed into a child, and really giving them the opportunity to develop and to flourish for God's glory.
Yeah. I love that, because parents are the ones that are going to love their kids the most. And we could trust them to other teachers, and I'm not putting any teacher down at all, but that teacher is not going to have the same passion for the success of our child. And so if I'm hearing you right, it's just know your kids, spend time with them, love them through the way that you are directing them. Yeah.
Yeah. Paul talked about that he imparted not only the gospel, but his very life to his disciples. And that's what we do when we home educate. And it's wonderful, because our loves and passions quite often become their loves and passions, because we are discipling them. And hopefully that's a love for God's word and a love for prayer and all the things that are a part of our most important aspects of our Christian life. But also, you know, I love flowers and I love flower arranging, and you know, I have daughters and kids who have picked up on that, and gardening and that kind of thing, you know, and some people have way more gifts than we have, you know, and they impart those things to their kids. So it's a fabulous way to raise a family.
We've been blessed because, wow, we've been able to follow them in their path and to be exposed and to enjoy those things that God has placed into their hearts, things that we would never choose really on our own. So it's really opened up our life and expanded our life in a way that's been such a blessing.
I'm finding it this season in my life. It's so much different in many areas. But one of the things, when I was a young homeschooling mom, some days I felt trapped, like these kids are never going to grow up. And I'm finding that the days were long, but the years are short. And it's fun to watch my kids as adults and say they got it. And they got more than I even have. So that tells me that I didn't do it. I was just part of the process. Yeah. So do you find that to be the same at this time of life?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's so fun to get to take part and see their world. Yeah. You know, this world that we didn't even imagine everything that they would do or dream of it, even though we prayed for it and you know, we're tried to be as helpful as we could, but you know, they surpass us, no doubt about it.
And it's the relationships that we established, really more important than academics, and our relationship with God, our relationship with us, and the relationship that they have with each other. And academics, they happen. Relationships don't just happen. You have to spend special effort, really, to create that bond of relationships within the family. You know, Paul said, the things, Timothy, that I've been teaching you, I want to teach others who will teach others. And so, you know, as we engage with our family, you know, it's that passion. It's the Great Commission. Go and make disciples. And homeschooling is all about discipleship. You know, that's what homeschooling really is. And Paul, you know, a lot of people say, well, what is discipleship? It's kind of hard to really grab hold of. But Paul in Thessalonians said, well, it's like a mother. A discipleship is like a mother who is tenderly caring and nursing her child. And it's day and night, of course it is, 24/7. But that's a part of the relationship. And then he says, oh, it's like a father who's exhorting and encouraging and imploring. And so it's this partnership that we have with God and the partnership that Shirley and I have with each other in the fulfillment, really, of the Great Commission within our family.
You've said so many things that I just would love to just sit and talk with you an hour about each one of them. Time doesn't permit us to do that. How can people, though, who are listening to you and they're so encouraged, I know that you're encouraged with this, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, we have a website. It's cornerstonecurriculum.com. And our email is Quine, Q-U-I-N-E, at cornerstonecurriculum.com. And we'd love the opportunity to converse with you.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you have any last thoughts that you would like to share?
Well, is it possible they can tie into our prayer community.
Oh, yes. Oh. Yeah, we just finished 10 weeks of praying through the book of Ephesians. And we're saying we want to talk with God about our families. And we have about 2,000 families that are part of this weekly opportunity. And you can go onto our website, cornerstonecurriculum.com, and you can, under the contact section, you can give us your name and email address and say that you would like to be a part of the prayer team. Yeah.
Did you hear that? That's an opportunity to, you might be sitting there in your house all alone, in that place where you feel isolated and you wonder if you're doing a good job. The one who called you to do the homeschooling is inviting you in this opportunity to pray with people who have been there, done that, and they're still doing that and providing resources for you. Wow. I'm going to be writing you.
Yeah. Oh, it's getting ready to start praying 1 Peter and this coming week.
1 Peter. Yes. Okay.
So we'll be praying through 1 Peter for our spouses, for our children, for our grandchildren, and for each other, for the body of Christ.
Yeah. You know, we're in a spiritual conflict, a spiritual battle, the Apostle Paul says. And really, the armor is Jesus himself. And he says, after he completes the armor, he said, be in prayer. And we need to be in prayer for our children. I think in this age, we need to pray that God will give them discernment and an understanding of the Word of God being total truth. And then being able to have the courage to stick with what God says.
Amen. I was talking to one of the ladies who was attending this convention earlier. And she said, my family doesn't understand my desire to homeschool. She's just a young mom. And she said, I feel very alone and I feel like I'm maybe making the wrong choice. As I'm sitting here listening to what you're saying in such wisdom, I'm thinking, hey, if you feel like that, here's a grandma and grandpa you could jump into. I don't know you can go to their house for dinner tonight, but I do know that they would add you to the prayer list of the many, many people that God's given them to mentor. So you're not alone. Cornerstone curriculum and then prayer. Wow, so good. Ah, David, I am just so happy, Shirley, that you came by here. And introduce you to the world there through this. We thank Spirit Media for the opportunity to come to your place, watch the replay. And if you have somebody that you feel would be encouraged by this, go ahead and share it on your social media posting. Tag somebody, like it. However you've got to share the message, send the link. Go ahead. There's so many opportunities. It's not about the people. It's about the message, and it's about how God wants to use you and your children for his kingdom. So God bless you. We're going to take a pause. Why don't you go put another load of laundry in, and we'll be back in a few minutes with another speaker that you'll just not want to miss. God bless you. We'll see you in a little bit.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.